Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Let's get right into it. The market took a bit of a breather today after those record highs on Friday.
A breather is a good way to put it. We saw some modest profit taking. The Dow was down about 0.8%, the S&P 500 down 0.4%, but the tech-heavy NASDAQ barely budged, down just 0.2%.
Exactly, and that tells the story right there. The weakness was concentrated elsewhere. Small caps, which had that huge run-up Friday on rate cut hopes, pulled back. The Russell 2000 shed almost a full percent.
And looking at the sector map, it was an interesting picture. The biggest losers were the defensive groups, consumer staples, healthcare, utilities, all down over 1%. That's not your typical risk-off playbook.
No, it's not. To me, that screams profit-taking, not panic. The only sectors in the green were communication services and energy, and even those were just modest gains. The market feels like it's just catching its breath, digesting the recent move.
Well, one name that definitely wasn't catching its breath was Keurig Dr. Pepper. Down over 11%. What on earth happened there?
That was the big M&A story of the day. They announced a massive deal to acquire JDE Peet's, the coffee giant, for about 15.7 billion euros. But here's the twist. After the deal, they plan to split the whole thing into two separate, publicly traded companies.
So, one pure play beverage company and one massive global coffee company. The strategy sounds logical on paper. Why the huge drop?
Sticker shock. They're paying a 20% premium for JDE Peet's, and the market is clearly saying that's too rich. Investors are balking at the price tag, even if the long-term plan to unlock value by separating the businesses makes sense. It's a classic show-me story now.
Got it. So while KDP was getting hammered, the megacaps were once again holding the line, right? That explains the NASDAQ's resilience.
Absolutely. Alphabet hit a fresh record high, Tesla tacked on another couple of percent, and Nvidia was strong, trading higher right into its earnings report on Wednesday. That strength in the generals is what kept the whole market from a much bigger pullback.
Okay, let's get technical. The intraday action felt a little heavy into the close. What did the charts tell you?
They told me the sellers won the final round. Both the SPY and QQQ saw this notable spike in volume in the last 30 minutes as prices dropped to the session lows. That suggests institutions were trimming positions, taking some profits off the table before the close.
So what are the key levels traders need to be watching now?
For the SPY, the big support zone is around 640 to 642. If we break below that, it could open the door to more downside. For the QQQ, the line in the sand is right around 570. A breach there would be a red flag for the tech trade.
And we saw the VIX's cousin, the VXX, drifting a little higher. Nothing extreme, but it signals that traders are getting a little more cautious.
It's all part of the same picture. The market is pausing, waiting for the next big catalyst. And we have two of them this week.
Right. The main event has to be NVIDIA's earnings on Wednesday afternoon. The whole market will be watching.
The whole world will be watching. Their report will set the tone not just for AI stocks or tech, but for the entire market's risk appetite. And then on Friday, we get the PCE inflation report, the Fed's preferred measure. Those are the two pillars for the market this week.
All right, let's make this actionable. For traders looking for stocks that are already moving, what's on your continuation watch list?
I'm keeping an eye on a name like Pola. It's in that volatile biotech space, but we're seeing some interesting volume come in on what looks like a potential bullish reversal pattern. If it can clear the 2.15 resistance level, it could really start to move.
Okay, and what about anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling and getting ready for a potential breakout.
A name like TIGR stands out. It's been building a nice, steady base. We're seeing sustained volume increases with a bullish price trajectory. To me, that looks like accumulation. A clean break over the 12.80 mark could be the trigger for a significant pop.
A few other news items to quickly hit. Spirit Airlines is exploring strategic options, and Spotify is reportedly planning price increases.
The Spirit news is interesting. The airline space is always ripe for M&A chatter, so that's a story worth watching for sure. It could bring some life back into that group.
So to wrap it up for Tuesday, a market in a holding pattern after a big run. The leaders are still strong, but key technical levels are being tested.
That's the takeaway. Don't get chopped up in the sideways action. The market is telling us it's waiting for Nvidia and that PCE number. Know your levels, watch the volume, and wait for the catalyst to confirm the next move. Trade smart.
Excellent advice. That's all the time we have. Good luck and good trading.